Should dog walkers get hit in the pocket if they leave home without a poo bag? One council in England says making sure dog owners carry bags is not unreasonable and they will fine them. £100. This is if you're out with your dog. £100 fine if you don't have a poo bag with you. The new powers mean owners could be hit with a fine regardless of whether or not their pet dirties on the street. The Daily Mirror's Jilly Beattie is with me this morning. Jilly has four dogs. Morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I think this is nanny state gone mad again. I'm with four dogs and with my mother with another three dogs. We walk very regularly and we lift after every toilet incident that the dogs have, every time without fail. So I am 100% behind lifting up after our pets. I think it's appalling that people don't do that when they don't do that. And I think it can also be quite dangerous. There are diseases that people can catch if they do come in contact with some dog mess. But how on earth is anybody going to police ensuring that dog walkers carry these bags?
Yeah, well, they're going to search them and say, present your poo bag, you're getting a fine.
They try to search me with four enormous dogs around me. It's just ridiculous, because here's the problem. If you go out and you walk your dogs and you and they do their business and you've lifted everything and you've run out of bags and you're walking home and you've used all your bags, how do you prove that you have been a responsible dog owner and that you have taken bags out? Now, when we're going out, because we have got such a lot of dogs and because we've got such big dogs, I take a roll of bags with me, so we really can't run out. It would be a miracle if we ran out. But, I mean, there are those people who take a few bags in their pocket and off they go. And that, to me, that's fine. How on earth are you going to police this? They can't even police people not picking up after their dogs.
Well, so you're a responsible owner, but there are many, many people who aren't. So what do we do with them?
It's horrendous.
So what do we do with them?
Well, there's the problem. There's the problem. You know, we try to license dogs over here. The people who are responsible owners get their dogs licensed. The people who are not responsible dog owners don't get their dogs licensed. The people, really, they need to look at how, is there a way of putting up, they don't even have enough dog poo bins in Northern Ireland, as far as I'm concerned. And they expect people to take the dog poo home with them. Now, we can do that. We have no issue with that. But we're well homed in dog business. But, you know, they need to get, first things first, let's get enough bins out there. There aren't enough rubbish bins on the roads. There aren't enough dog poo bins on the road. Then, is there a possibility of actually putting token little things with bags in the way the National Trust have them at Mount Stuart? They have these wonderful little posts that have lots of bags in there. Now, those are free. But if responsible dog owners were, say, to enter into a token scheme, that if they got stuck, they could get to one of these bins and one of these little posts, would that work? I don't know, Stephen. I'm not in charge of dog poo except the dog poo that comes out of my four. But I know that I can't see how it would be placed. And I'll tell you this. If I was stopped by some warden after my dogs had, I'd cleaned up after my dogs, and I happened to have used all my bags, which would be unusual, there would be an almighty row, because I am a responsible dog owner.
Carmel is with us this morning. Morning, Carmel.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think? Is it a good idea to fine people with no...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because I've got my wee teddy, and I can tell you that I take my bags with me as well. And I think it is awful that people are allowed to let their dogs roam about and do it everywhere. How would them people like it if I went down and pooed in all their gardens or outside their house?
Carmel, I chase you. I'd chase Carmel if she did that anywhere near my house.
Well, you'd chase me. Well, would I tell you something? If anybody does it outside my gate, I am going to walk right over and I'm going to do it outside their gate. Because I think it's horrendous that they cannot pick up the dog poo, because I go out and I take a gardening glove and loads of bags with me, because I hate lifting it up in the first place. But I have to do it because I certainly don't want a fine.
Well, Carmel, what happens if you go out with your... Is it Teddy your dog's called?
Yes, Teddy.
What happens if you go out with Teddy and he's done his business and you've run out of bags and then you get stopped and searched?
Well, would I tell you something? Then I've got tissues in my bag and I've got all sorts of stuff to lift my Teddy's dirt.
Well, you sound like me, Carmel, but I don't know how they'd ever police it. I don't know how they'd ever police that part.
Well, they should be fined for not picking up their dog dirt.
They are fined, Carmel. People are fined for not picking up the dog dirt, but they're not fined here for not taking bags with them. That's what they've introduced in England, and that's the difference. And I don't know how you could ever police that.
Do they want to do a wee DNA test on all the dog poo and find out whoever's doing it? That's it.
Well, it would create employment, Carmel, wouldn't it?
Here's Jim Wilson this morning as well. Good morning, Jim.
That's right.
Morning, Stephen.
Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Stephen, you know, there's a serious side to this too. You know that I was on the wee football club in East Belfast here, and every Saturday morning without fail, we had to take shovels out and brushes out to try and lift all the excrement on the football pitches down where we played in Inverary. And, you know, it was a disgrace that you had to stop the match because the ball landed in it. And it's dangerous to children, so it is, you know. So I believe that there's something needs to be done. If people aren't showing the responsibility levels that they need to be doing when it comes to dogs and doing their stuff. Because I remember actually on one morning confronting a guy with two allegations, and he turned around and said, "Me, sure, what's it got to do with you?" Here's me. "Well, our children's playing here, mate. You know, you're letting your dog off. Bring her out of your house. Would you like that to happen in your own house?" So it was a confrontation. But eventually, and I said, "Well, I take your registration, report you to the city council, and see where it goes from there." He then receded and went and lifted his dog poo up. But it needs to be, something needs to be done to make people more responsible, Stephen.
Never mind dogs. What about horses? That are being walked all over and they dirty everywhere. I'm on my way down to Fantasy Island of a day and horses have pooed all over the road.
Stephen, you're not fit for country life, dear, honestly.
But seriously. Yeah, and the amount that a horse poos is about 20 times more than a dog. It's all over the place.
And then dogs.
You need a shovel. You need a shovel to pick that up. Yeah, get a shovel and the motor with you, Stephen.
You need a sack. I'll not be shoveling it.
Your last one had a very important
dogs
point.
Are horses running about those fields where kids are playing football and stuff like that. Very rare.
But this caller has a very important point. Dogs that are not properly vetted can carry a disease called toxocariasis, which can cause blindness, particularly in younger children and people who have vulnerable health. So it is very, very important. It's very, very important that people do pick up after their dogs. It's very important that people do get their dogs looked after medically.
That's the serious side of it.
It is very serious. And anybody that lets their dog go to the toilet on a playing field, really, honestly, I don't know what you would do with them. But the problem isn't the fact that... The problem isn't, you know, the responsible dog owners. It's how on earth do you... And I don't have the answer. But how on earth do you police the irresponsible dog owners? How on earth do you do that? Because actually saying, "Well, we're going to fine you if you don't have dog poo bags," is not the answer. Now, I'm sorry I don't have the answer, but that is not the first step. There aren't enough poo bins. Maybe it's possible to put out poo bag posts that do have a chip and pin access point. I have no idea what that would cost. It's only a thought at the top of my head. But there must be some way. There must be some way of helping more responsible dog owners do this. But I'll tell you this. If you're an irresponsible dog owner and you let your dog out in the morning, which people do, and the dog goes and does its business wherever it does, and they're habitual, they'll go to the same place nearly every day, putting a dog poo dog poo bag access point out there is not going to work.
Here's Darren. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Darren.
Are they going to give dog wardens stop and search cars? Because if one comes to me and says that I need searching, I don't know where they'll be telling them. And they wouldn't be too happy with the response.
Stop and search cars for dog wardens. Now, let's remember that this isn't happening in Northern Ireland. It is happening in one council area in England, though. If you don't have a dog poo bag with you, you'll get fined £100. OK, Gillian Carmel, thank you very much indeed.